And we're getting into a conversation right now where we're talking finances, and we're kickstarting a series that will be happening for the remainder of this week, just after 5 o'clock. Talking about doing adulting in a way that I wish I knew earlier, but not so much for regret, but for the sake of saying, hey, these are now tools that we're able to leave with our young people. These are now tools that we're able to say, hey, we're leaving this with the youth that will ultimately be able to put them and become tools in their arsenal. We're calling this our adulting cheat sheet of sorts. In the efforts that this will become something that they're able to use to be able to do adulting better. And joining me on the line to help us navigate this conversation when it comes to adulting better in the financial world is Sizwe Maduna, who's the apprentice financial planner at ASI Wealth. He joins us via the phone. No stranger to the show. Sizwe, it's good to have you again. Welcome back to Drive 3 to 6.
Lucy, thank you so much for having me back. I really appreciate it.
It's an absolute pleasure to be chatting to you on a topic that I know for a fact. I wish I knew and had access to this information so much earlier. And I'm just like, man, how much more different it would be. But before we even get to the practical things, how impactful is it really when it comes to making just slightly better financial decisions from a young age towards the person you become once you reach old age?
Awesome. I've got a brilliant example to give you on this one. So if you're as a young person, you're starting off, let's say you're 18 years of age, and you want, you know, to, let's say you save 200 Rand every single month up until the time you reach, let's say, 45, and then you let that grow up until the age of 60. One can end up with amounts that can, you know, end up saving up to like 90 million if you put that into a tax-free investment. And then if you were to delay that process and maybe you started at the age of 30, the amount of money that you have to put down every single month in order to catch up, if you wanted to get to that same outcome, it's around 18,000 rands. So like, that's how important it is for you as soon as possible, as soon as you can, to start, even as little as you can, start putting that money away in order to build for your future. It's paramount towards your success.
You know, Sizwe, I was reading an article, actually, ironically, it came into my mail today. It's as if it knew that this is something I'm going to be talking about today. Talking about the heading of this particular article says, from pocket money to portfolio. And is this picture of, when we speak about this, a lot of times I know I would have thought this, and I'm imagining there's so many parents that are thinking the exact same thing, this idea of, well, I have to wait when they start working. You speaking about when they're 18, and I'm thinking, man, what do they have to put down when they're 18? They're still in school. And maybe help us understand that even better of, we say any amount, but when you're speaking about someone who's 18, their any amount could be 100 Rand, 200 Rand, 250. I know of some spaces that say the minimum to invest is 250. Does this have as significant an impression and dent that it's able to make towards their future finances, even though it actually seems so little at such a young age?
100%. Because the thing that one has to remember is that when you're starting off, you don't necessarily have that big amount to save up, to save away. The important thing that you're trying to build is not necessarily the capital that you're saving, but the discipline to save. Because it becomes that much more easier once you've gotten used to a certain way of doing things. So you have a monthly debit order that goes off every single month to, put towards your savings account, or maybe you actively transfer that money into your savings or your investment account. Building that muscle to have that discipline to be able to do that, that's the value that you actually want to get. Because then once you get older, you're in your working career, you're doing all these things, it's not this hard thing to then be able to take action and put that money away in saving. Because now you're dealing with that larger amount of money that have a far larger impact. But the difficult thing that's always, challenging to build up is that muscle to be able to say, I need to save. And doing that as early as possible, that will benefit you so much into the future, because it just becomes repetition. As the saying goes, they say, what is it? Consistency, builds habit. So doing that, being consistent and training that, it becomes that habit, and you learn to know, okay, cool. If I'm earning 10,000 rands, 20% I'm putting towards my savings. If that amount increases to 100,000 rands, okay, let me put 20% towards my savings. You learn that as a discipline. And that's the actual value that you're trying to get.
Man, and I can't imagine the value that it will have in future as you continue to grow and you handle more finances. But now, Caesar, we know this is not just limited towards savings. There's so many different areas where young people could learn managing finances better. And let's talk about, you know, principles that we hear so much about as we grow older and you become young adults and we become adults and families grow and you get more money that comes in. It's this idea of budgeting. Is this something that one could already start to introduce from a young age? I'm talking parents here that might be listening, or young people that might be thinking, well, I only get 300 rand pocket money. There's not much budgeting that I can do there. Or from a holiday work, because the holidays are coming up now, there's not much budgeting I can do with it. How impactful is it even learning that and implementing it from a younger age before you even get into the working space?
It's very important, because I think a lot of people, you know, the reason is we never introduced to these concepts of having a budget and how do you even draw it up. You might, you know, we hear about it so many times, like it becomes this thing that just, you know, just parked in, you know, in your mind that you never really action on. But actually seeing one and actually playing around with it and seeing, okay, if I really want to do this, as a parent, you're like, okay, I want to teach my child how to budget. They've been asking me for a longer time for this thing, and I give them this amount of pocket money. You make them a deal, say, okay, cool. Let's say if you let's drop this budget. This is how much you're getting every single month. If you can save up half of whatever this thing costs that we're trying to get you, if you can save up half of that, I'll give you the rest. It's sort of like an incentive to say, okay, if you do this, I will reward you. It's not just the reward of you having saved up, you know, done this repetitively, building up that, you know, that muscle. It's like, I will reward you for having done so, and show you, you know, how saving or actually drawing up that budget can actually look like for you. And then making it, you know, maybe part of the chores, you know, like before I even pay you your, you know, your monthly allowance, whatever it may be, you know, let me see your budget. How do you intend to use this money? And that's a small thing that maybe like initial stages, you know, the child might be a bit annoyed and they're like, I don't want to do this. What's bringing of this? But a lot of those things is things you'll gain appreciation for once you're a bit older, looking back and say, ah, you know what? My parent really had my back on that one. I didn't really understand it at the time, but now I really do. And for someone who's working those holidays, I think it's just much more important for them to say, like, look, I'm going to do it myself. Or if you as a parent, just say, look, I understand you're earning this amount. You're doing very well. Let's work on this budget. Let me show you how it works. This is what you need to account for. How do you plan to use this money and how much you plan to pay yourself in future? And that's where I think that some of the more practical things can come into play, and being able to do so. Because it's as easy nowadays just going to ChatGPT and prompting and say, like, look, help me draw up a budget for this and that I'm trying to do. Mm. Makes it that much more easy to be able to take action and execute.
Yeah. You know, Caesar, there's two other things that I maybe want to bring up quickly, you know, and the first one, I've just got a message, someone, well, not asking, but making a comment that I think is so key, speaking about, you know, saving isn't as effective because of inflation and the cost of living, et cetera, and the direction going towards investing your money. And I think this is such an important point that Pierre is mentioning on the WhatsApp line, because I look back over my life and the moment I think investing, oh my goodness, investing sounds like someone in a suit and a tie on a Saturday afternoon even, right? And painting this picture of it sounds like something for someone older and you've got your life together and you're buying shares and oh my goodness. But is this something that even, is 18 a starting point that a parent can be able to say, well, my child, let's take that little bit that you've been saving the whole year, or your piggy bank, instead of saying, hey, let's teach you to put it into the bank account so that you save it. Let's teach you to be able to own a piece of Mr. Price or Dis-Chem or whatever other place you decide to buy shares in. Is that something that parents could also kind of go in that direction to say, let's think diversifying beyond saving to going towards investing? Or is it one of those things where it could be lost in translation in efforts of trying to get them to make good financial decisions, but it's so early that it's like they're just doing it just to get you off their back?
I think it's the latter. I think it's getting lost in translation, because in my opinion, I really think that you need to save before you can invest. And the typical example that I use from my colleague, Flavio, who preaches this day and night, is if you're saving, let's say, for example, 100 rand every single month, you're putting that 100 rand every single month. At the end of the year, you've gotten, say, now, you know, 1,200 saved up. Let's say you get a 10% return on that. This is not exactly how the maths would work on this, but let's just ignore a little bit of that and say you get a 10% return. That's 1,200. So you now have 1,300 and you know, sorry, that's 120. So now you have 1,320 rands. A lot of that growth came from you being able to discipline yourself, put that money away, and then get your interest at the end of the day. That's what we'd say, obviously, that's investing. But you're at the same time saving, because the reason I say you have to do both at once is because the interest that you're getting while you're still putting away is nothing compared to that amount that you're saving, right? Because the bulk of the growth of, you started at zero, the bulk of the growth there came from, indeed, you putting that money away. It's only once you get to a certain amount, now you've saved up, let's say, 10,000, where that interest that you're getting back starts to compete with how much you're putting away monthly. And that's where we then get into the realm of then investing. So in my personal opinion, I'd say in order to be able to invest, you need to save up, because it's sort of like, if you think about it as a rite of passage, you can't do one without the other. You have to go through this window first, or this door first of saving, so you're able to get to a point where you're then investing, where then the returns that you're getting are worthwhile.
Yeah. Cizwe, before I let you go, we've completely run out of time. I need to ask you in the shortest way that you can answer this. A young person making good financial decisions, three things that they can do before they turn 21 that you think will be very helpful, what would they be?
I'd say set up a debit order that pays you into your savings account every single month. Second thing, set up a budget. Like, as much as you might not like it, stick to it. It's a cliche, I know, but, you know, get started, build that discipline. And three, look at ways in which you can protect yourself against yourself. For me, that's having a separate bank account where I know if I put money in that, I forget about it, out of sight, out of mind.
That's an
amazing way. Think about how can I protect myself against myself. A great way to help people.
Cizwe Maduna, apprentice financial planner at ASI Wealth, chatting to us about financial planning and financial decisions for young people to find a quote-unquote hack towards adulting that will make it easier. Cizwe, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon.